Okay, learning should be in Tzchotzer Fruch Shalim of Daniel ben Fruma, Ari Yaakov ben Basya, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. Tonight's shiur is going to be a little different, the shmooze tonight is going to be a little different than the regular Thursday night. It's going to be more vortlach. We're going to have almost five, six, seven different ideas, probably five ideas, maybe a little nuggets here and there, small little vorts on the Parsha. Earlier in the week we already gave five, so we're now going to get five different ones. Before we get into the five, this Shabbos was Chodesh Shvat. We have to know what Shvat stands for. According to the Chedush Harim, Shvat stands for Shmuos Besoros Tovos. We should hear good things. The Svarim say also that Shvat stands for Shamreim Barachim Tarim. You should guard and you should bless. You should purify us. We know it's a time of Shovim. So with two things that Shvat stands for, according to the Chedush Harim, stands for Shmuos Besoros Tovos. We should hear good things for the people who need Refus Shleima, for Shaduchim. For anyone who's Yeshua, Shvat is a mesugal time for Shmos Pesoros Tovos, for hearing good things. And the Svarim say it's a time for Shamrim Barachim Tarim. Here we go. Start with the Parsha. We see an amazing thing in Parag Zion and Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Verbesi, Esososai, Esmosab, Eretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch says, I'm going to multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. And the question is asked by all the Mefarshim. Rav Shach asked the question, why is it that Hashem had to give multiple or 10 makos? Why couldn't he just give one makah? Why did he have to give so many makos? Rav Shach has a beautiful idea. Rav Shach says that if you only have one makah, the Egyptians wouldn't be able to see Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless. The Egyptians would just saw it. It was one big bang and finished. But there was a step-by-step process. When you have things that step-by-step, then you have a process. You're able to go from one madriga to another madriga, and that builds your Shemayim. He says that's the same thing that happens in the times of Yom Noram. Right, at Tzlichos, we open our own one time in Shema Kolenu. Aser Simei Tshuva, we open up two times. Yom Kippur, we open up by Kol Nidre. And then by Ne'ilah, you're already opening it up the whole Ne'ilah. Sukkos and Hoshanas, you're opening it up the Sefer Torah. Simchas Torah, you take all the Sefer Torah out. It's a build-up, it's a process. It's the same thing that happens when a person wants to grow in Avodas Hashem. That's going to happen one step at a time. That's what Rav Shach ends off saying, that when Yaakov Avinu was sleeping by the ladder, and he saw the angels going up and down. Why did Afka a ladder? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Yaakov to do one thing at a time. So what is it? At the end of the day, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu not only give one makah? It was step-by-step process, because they wanted it to be a process one thing at a time. And when you do things one thing at a time, then the Egyptians and really Klal Yisrael, the whole world, were able to be able to grow in their era and to see the godliness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The second idea, we move a little over in the seventh parak. The pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell Aaron, Emor Aaron kach matcha, that he should take his staff. Right, he should take the staff. And Rashi famously says the thing, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do the first three makos? Why didn't he do blood and tzvardei, avdam tzvardei and kinim? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe wanted to be able to give hakaras hatov to the things that saved him. Because we know that the Yor saved Moshe Rabbeinu when he was in the basket. So therefore, he didn't do the makah of dam and tzvardei. Ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Sichos Moser, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Mir. What is this? Like, does the water have feelings? Does the water need to be able to say thank you? It doesn't make sense that Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a karas a tov. First of all, the river is the one that made it even dangerous for him. But the water didn't do anything. The water is inanimate. It doesn't have any feelings. What's going on here? Why a karas a tov? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz famously says an amazing idea. He says, even though water and dust have no feelings, right? It's not Toy Story where Woody and Buzz Lightyear have feelings and this and that. At the end of the day, the water and the dust saved Moshe Rabbeinu. And even if a Jew, even if a person gets any type of a karas tov, you have to be makir tov. And that's why if you look in Dvarim, Chav Gimel Ches, says, Lo sasav mitzvah kigar isi ba'artzo, there's a certain prohibition to not do something negative to the Egyptians, because you were a stranger in their land. And even though we were enslaved, there, right? Lo sasav mitzri ki gera isi ba'artzo, you're not allowed to despise an Egyptian because you were a stranger in his land. Well, you were a stranger in his land. No, even though you were enslaved there, he was your ba'ach sanya. You have to give a tremendous akars atov. And we know that's the famous idea. We know that the O'Ari quotes this idea, and he quotes the story about Rav Gustman of the Rosh Hashiva. He used to always be very machbid to plant the bushes and plant all the plants in the garden. And the students asked him, Rebbe, you're Rosh Hashiva. Can we do it? Or maybe it was the tar someone. What's going on over here? So Rav Gustman said famously, when I was running away from the Nazis in the Second World War, I was hiding amongst the trees, and I was hiding amongst the little bushes, so they wouldn't be able to find me. I have a curse atone now to the plants and to the bushes that saved me. And now I like, it's my job to be able to beautify all the bushes. A tremendous lesson, even though they're different bushes, one was in Poland and Germany, one was in Yerushalayim or Kodesh, still Rav Gosman had that curse atone. An amazing idea from Chaim Shmulevitz. Moving on to the third idea of the night. Third idea of the night, we know, Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Pasuk, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, Kachas Mazchav Yishlech Lefnei Paro Yi Lesonim. Now you should take the staff, and you should throw it in front of Paro, and it will turn into a, and it will turn into a snake. I'm on right here, 1 second. And the Pasuk right here. And it'll turn into a snake. So Meir Shapiro doesn't ask a question. He just says over here, it's an amazing thing. He says, this pasuk, kachas malcha v'hashlech lefnei paro yilisonin, is actually a remez, it's a hint for Jews to be able, for us to be able to realize how important to have a good chevra and to be surrounded by good friends and good family members. You know, when someone's surrounded something b'kedusha, then you get more holy. When a person has friends that aren't doing the right thing, then a person gets, unfortunately, negatively affected. We know the Gemara in Sukkah tells us on Nun Vav Amid Beis, oy the Rasha, oy the Shechino. Woe to the Rasha, woe to the evil one, woe to his neighbor. Meaning when someone is hanging out with a Rasha, it's going to have a negative effect. How do we see that in the Pasuk? Because if the Pasuk says, Im tashik osu lefnei paro. If you throw it in front of paro, it'll become a snake. But the same snake that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pick it up, what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu picks it up? Right? What happened to it? It turned into a staff. That turns into an amata elokim. It turns into the staff of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, the holy Rebbe of the Rebbe of Lublin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lublin, the last Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, the founder of the Daf Yomi. When a person surrounds himself with good things, then you become more Kaddish. And it's the opposite. It happens the opposite way as well. That's what it means. Kachas Malka, the Hishlak Neparo, Yilas Son. And we could see that the same staff that turns from to a staff into a snake. Turns into a negative thing when it's surrounded by paro, which is tumah, which is impurity. Saint could turn into a staff when Moshe Rabbeinu, which turns into elokim. Beautiful idea. Moving on now in the parsha, pasuk says in Perikhas, pasuk dalit, an amazing thing. The pasuk says paro called out to Moshe to Aaron, he said to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and tell him to remove the frogs from my nation. And you could go, if you want, you got to get out of here. You want to go, be able to go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 3 days? Go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 3 days. Actually, before we get to the 3 days, let's go on one idea. Pasuk says that every single time they hit that, you know, the Pasuk says that, 1 second, we're getting a little crazy. One vort at a time. Okay, so let's back up a little. The fourth idea is Perches Pasuk Beit, not Pasuk Dalet. That the Chartim saw the Svard and the Svardeya. What happened is Aaron lifted his hand and he brought down the Svardeya upon Egypt. We know Rashi famously says from the Medrash that they would hit the frogs. They would hit the frogs, and every single time they hit the frog, it got more. It got to be the frogs increased. So the question is asked famously by the stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, why is it that if the Egyptians saw every single time they would hit the frog and the frogs would increase, just stop hitting the frogs? Why are they hitting the frogs continuously? If you see the frogs increasing, having six babies every single time you hit him, then stop. Logic tells you to stop hitting it. So an amazing idea, Stiper says. Stiper says such an intuitive thing, to such a practical vort. When someone's angry, when someone's upset, you don't think logically. You don't think with your head. You don't think with your seichel. And that's why they would hit the frog, and they would continue hitting the frog, because they were so angry, the frogs were in their beds, in their ovens, in their kitchens, and they didn't realize. They weren't thinking logically. When a person's angry, we know we say things. When someone gets angry, we say things, we do things we think about after. We never even in our wildest dreams did people think of doing. And that's why, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, says the Kilos Yaakov, they didn't think logically because they were angry. And that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says. When someone's angry, you shouldn't calm them down. Why? Because they're not thinking logically. Logic tells you when someone's angry, when someone's not angry, you could talk to them logically. When someone's so infused with anger and they're so emotionally charged, you can't talk to them. That's why the Mishnah says when someone has a dead body in front of them also, you're not supposed to try to comfort them because they're not thinking logically. An amazing idea, such an insight from the Kilas Yaakov. And finally, our last idea of tonight, the fifth idea for tonight, Bez Hashem Yisparach. This one goes on the Perek Ches Pasuk of Gimel, where Moshe Rabbeinu finally says, "Derech Shoshes Yomim Nelech." Let us go out for a 3-day journey. So you ask yourself a question. Why is it Moshe Rabbeinu was asking to go for 3 days? Were they planning to go for 3 days? Of course not. They're planning to go for forever. What's this three day bit? Was Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Emes, right? Moshe Emes Vesarosa Emes. Moshe is the man of truth. He's the messenger of God. Going for 3 days? It seems to be like a lie. So the Eben Ezra says a very simple idea. Eben Ezra says he wasn't lying. He just says we want to go for 3 days. But what did he didn't say? He didn't say we're going to come back. He just says let us go for 3 days. Right? It's a little joke. It's like, you know, something like a little kid says, you didn't say this, right? Moshe just said, let us go for 3 days. He's not lying. He didn't say they were going to come back. He didn't say if they were going to come back or not, right? Beautiful idea for Eben Ezra. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very, very beautiful idea. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Klai Yisrael was such an affordable level of Tumah. They were on such a low level, they weren't even able to daven, to be able to learn, to be able to do anything. He says, they needed chizik. Let us go out, Moshe Rabbeinu says, let us go out for 3 days to be able to daven, to get a little chizik, to be able to have a little Musar Seder, to learn a little Chassidus, to little Rav Kiva Eger, and to be able to grow in our Amunah. And then we're going to come back. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we'll come back. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't lying. They just needed three more days to be able to grow in their Amunah. You ever think about why also three? It says the Ola Aryeh, he quotes the Svar Mekdoshim, says why three? Three is also connected to Avos. Maybe they wanted to work on their Midos, the Midah of Avram of Chesed, the Midah of Yitzchak Avodo, which is Gvura, and the Midah of Yaakov, which is Torah. Parenthetically, we know from the Maral says an amazing idea. Maral says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the second Mishnah of the first Perek, the world stands on three things. Ala Torah, Ala Avodo, Ala Gemilas Chesedim. The world stands on three things. Torah, Avodo, which is Tefillah, and Chesed. It says those three things actually correspond to the Avos. Avram was Chesed, Yitzchak was Tefillah, right? Yitzchak was the carbon, was the one who was able to be Shechtim. And Yaakov is Sukkos. We know he built Sukkoses. We also know that the Torah's brother famously tells us that each one of the Shalosh Regalim are actually connected to another one of the Shalosh Regalim. Avram is Pesach, which is Chesed, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Torah. But this goes back to the idea, why Dafka three? Because they had to work on their midos in the midbar. So I think this is a tremendous idea. Moshe Rabbeinu was not lying. They just wanted to be able to go, work on their midos. Rav Yaakov says no. They had to go work to be able to get a little chizik. That's where Rav Lezer Geldzahler, the Rosh Hashiva of Or Yisrael, used to always have things. Always have a, you know, every 2 weeks they used to have like a shal shudis. Or Shevet Bachas, be able to always get chizik. They always need a little chizik here, a little chizik there. So five ideas. Before we chazer the five ideas, quickly. We started off with the two ideas from what Shvat stands for. Kedush Harim says Shvat stands for Shmuas Besoros Tovas, which hear good things. Svar Megadoshim says no, it stands for Shamrim Barchim Tarim. All the ideas tonight, most of the ideas came from the Sefer Or Aryeh. What a beautiful Sefer. Quotes, why, the first idea, why didn't Hashem just give one makah, one big blow? Says of Shach, no, because they weren't able to grow in their galus. It had to be a step by step process for them to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you have one mock, and you're not able to do that. Number two, we said the idea from Chaim Shmulevitz by Karsa Tov. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to give a curse of the water? Water doesn't have feelings. No, even if the water doesn't have feelings, something did something good for you, you have to show a curse of Tov. That's Rav Gusman with the bushes. He made sure to beautify the bushes and to guard on the bushes because the bushes are the thing that saved them in the Holocaust, in the war. The third idea, we know that Meir Shapiro says the same thing that could be a snake to Paro could be a staff to Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu picked it up. It's a tremendous lesson for a person to be able to always to surround themselves with good people, with a good chevra, with good neighbors, and then he's able to be a matar. The fourth idea we said from the stipler said, why is it if they didn't realize, if they saw every single time they hit the frogs they would increase, why do they keep on hitting them? Stipler says when someone's angry they're not thinking logically, they're not thinking with their head. And therefore, they weren't able to be able to make that easy assessment. Finally, the fifth idea is Moshe Rabbeinu says we should go for 3 days. What is he lying? So the Eben Ezra says no, he's not lying. He just says let us go for 3 days, but he didn't say we're going to come back. Yaakov Kamenetsky says no, they wanted 3 days and they actually had the intention of coming back. They just needed 3 days of chizik, 3 days of emuna. Ezra Hashem, we should be able to take these messages of Akar Satov, working on our midos, work on our kas, be able to work on our emuna. to work on all of our midos, Be'ezus Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to work on every little thing one step at a time. Like Rav Shach says, we do things one step at a time. Like Rabbi Simon always quotes, told us Yaakov Yosef, well, that's why the ramp was on a ramp. It wasn't a step-by-step process, because you had to do things one thing at a time. We should be zochet to work on the things one thing at a time. And if we do this, Be'ezus Hashem, everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shmuz, Besoros, Tovos, Shamrim, Barchim, Tarim. Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zochet to be Mashiach, Zakein, Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh. Have a beautiful Shabbos, and a good and Rosh Chodesh.